From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Many gay rights groups are upset with Democrats on Capitol Hill about changes in the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Specifically, they're upset that protection for transgender people was dropped from the bill prior to a committee vote. Now it just covers gays and lesbians. That change was recommended by Congressman Barney Frank of Massachusetts, the only openly gay man in the House. The only openly gay woman in the House, Representative Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, is pushing back. She plans to offer a separate amendment to protect the transgendered at some point. When I spoke with Tammy Baldwin earlier today, she wanted to clarify that the term transgender doesn't appear in her legislation, only the term gender identity.
Gender identity means the gender-related identity, appearance, or mannerisms, or other gender-related characteristics of an individual with or without regard to the individual's designated sex at birth. So we're probably talking here about a range of people, from those who feel as though they are a gender that is not their birth sex, to people who feel completely compatible with their birth sex but appear perhaps as a man somewhat effeminate or a woman somewhat masculine.
What's at stake when you think about this bill and the people that it might protect? What's at stake for them?
Well, we get back to this original notion of discrimination. And with regard to how important it is to have a fully inclusive bill, I think that over the years, we have gone from having a gay rights movement to having a movement that binds together the sort of common cause of groups that are discriminated against for reasons wholly unrelated to their job performance. And because of that commonality, I think there's been a commitment that we are going to strive together to win full equal rights, not special rights, but equal rights.
Congresswoman, I just heard you use the phrase strive together. You and Barney Frank were striving together for some time, but you worked a long time on this bill. But did he consult with you before he decided to remove the gender identity provision because you're not on the same page anymore?
We disagree only on process and strategy, not on our ultimate goals in as timely a manner as possible. And we've had at what was first a private disagreement over strategy and process. Now it's a little bit more of a public disagreement. But ultimately, we all work towards the day where we can add to our nation's non-discrimination laws in employment protections based on sexual orientation and gender identity.
Now, even if this does pass the House, it will likely face a tougher time in the Senate, and the president is very unlikely to sign it. Is this in many ways symbolic legislation?
I believe that we will only ultimately be successful when we try, and we try to achieve challenging and tough things. But it is absolutely worth the effort, in my mind, to lay the foundation for ultimate success in the future.
Could you argue that the people who would be protected by the Employment Non-Discrimination Act already have these protections?
You can argue that in some jurisdictions in the United States and in some companies they do, but this legislation has been presented because there are 30 states in the United States with no protections. You can be fired with impunity in those states. So in a land that's based on equal opportunity and the American dream, this is so fundamental to who we are as a nation, that everybody get their opportunity to do their best, to work hard, to support themselves and their families. This is what it's about, and this is why we must pass ENDA, and I'd like to see it be an inclusive bill.
Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin is a Democrat of Wisconsin. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
A pleasure.